Live from Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. Two guys fumbling their way through the music business so you don't have to. Here they are. It's Scott and it's Hino and the Music Row Show.
All right. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Music Row Show. My name is Scott.
And my name is Hino. Thanks so much for tuning in again tonight. We love it that you're listening. As you know by now, this show is for all you songwriters and musicians and performers out there who are just trying to get a handle on how things work here in Music City.
Did you see how fidgety he got when I just let it go for another extra second?
Yeah.
Took a second of Hino not talking. Hey, we don't know anything. We don't have any answers. We're out slinging songs just like you guys are during the day. But we are able to find the right people, bring them into the studio. They're smart, talented people. And we're going to pick their brains and give you the opportunity to answer some questions too.
Which means...
That was good.
That
I know.
You can chime in. Did you like that? Nice
yes,
pause there.
I think it's good.
All right.
It builds anticipation.
Anticipation. All right. Yeah. Well, you can go to facebook.com/The Music Row Show. You can chime in with your questions and comments. The conversation just started right now.
Yes, it did. I'm about to go to it right now. But I also, we need to, you know, like we need to say anything because everybody's talking about
it. Oh, yeah.
Jerry and Aaron, when they came in, I heard them talking
about
the first
thing they said. Yeah.
How The Music Row Show is on Dish TV now and they just can't get enough of it.
I know. Well, yeah they couldn't get enough. Actually, that's what they were saying.
They thought four times a week was
just a little much.
Maybe a little much. But tell us about that, Hino.
Well, we are on now. At Blue Highways TV is now on Dish, which is in 22 million homes. We are also on Verizon FiOS now as well, too. So
that just seems like you're cussing somebody out.
I know. Well, I didn't name the company. So we're on Verizon Edition of a handful of other charter
And we're
companies.
Happy for them. God bless them. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
All right. Enough said. Go check us out there on Dish. We've got a pretty good show tonight.
Oh, we got a big time show. First up, hit songwriter, recording artist, and truly one of the nicest guys in town, our pal Jerry Sally is going to be here for hour one.
Yep. Then we're going to have Hall of Fame mega hit songwriter and producer Evan Stevens is going to be joining us in hour two.
That's right. So, okay, let's get right to it. Hino, tell our listeners about this fine gentleman sitting next to us right now.
I will do it. Well, first up tonight is one of our favorite people here in Nashville, a longtime friend of the show, hit songwriter Jerry Sally. He's with us. Billboard magazine called him one of Music Row's greatest tunesmiths. And we agree, actually. His songs include Sir Elton John's only country charting hit, which is Where We Both Say Goodbye. He's got a gospel song that's so popular it's in church hymnals all across the country called His Strength is Perfect. And he's got songs recorded by legends like Loretta Lynn and the Oak Ridge Boys and Reba McEntire, Toby Keith, Brad Paisley. And most recently, as of a few days ago, he's got songs on two Grammy Award winning projects, one for Chris Stapleton and one for the Steel Drivers, both Grammy Award winning albums. And we're just thrilled to be able to say, Jerry Sally, welcome back to the Music Row Show.
Thank you.
Yay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thanks, Hino. Thank you, Scott. It's great to be with you guys. I love spending time with you guys, no matter where we are.
Well,
all right.
We always have a good
That's
time.
That's nice.
Except for that one time in that porta potty. That was not. That was.
I can't one person only, Hino. What a nice couple of weeks you've had.
It has been a great start to the new year, I can tell you that.
I tell you what.
It was the Bluegrass Album of the Year and the Country Album of the Year.
That's right.
And you had three songs on the Steel Drivers.
Yes, sir.
And then, of course, you had the one song with Chris Stapleton.
Yeah.
So what goes through your mind last Monday as the evening is unfolding? I mean, what's going on?
Well, it's an interesting mixture of emotions because with the Steel Drivers, I've written all three of those songs. I wrote three of them. One of them with Tammy Rogers King, the fiddle player.
Okay.
And then the other two I wrote with Tammy and Liz Hingber, another great songwriter.
Oh, yeah.
Who's been on the show.
Yeah, she has
yeah
been.
Liz is great. And so obviously I was really pulling for them. They had been nominated before, I believe, but had never won.
Right.
And Chris has worked so hard. Matter of fact, Aaron, my wife and I were just over at the concert at the Ryman Friday night, and they were kind enough to invite us backstage, and I got to catch up with him for a few minutes. And it's just so great to see such good things happen to such a wonderful guy. I mean, he's absolutely everything opposite what the town will tell you you can, you know, you have to,
yeah,
to,
right,
to be and do and everything and look like and everything.
Everything.
And yeah, he has absolutely just captured everybody's hearts and minds. And that place, I've never seen the Ryman rock like that in my life.
Really?
But I was pulling so hard for him because he deserves everything he gets. It just, he can't, first thing he said to me, he said, you know, you were the second guy that ever wrote with me when I first moved to Nashville. And he's told me that several times.
Wow.
And just the fact that he remembers that. Because right, I'll tell you guys, there's a lot of people that move to town and they call you, they want to write, and you get them, you try to help them get started, and then they're writing hits every other week and they don't return your phone calls.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's just nice, and it's just wonderful to see someone of his caliber of character be able to get this kind of, these kind of accolades and let everybody finally hear that voice of his.
Yeah,
right.
You know,
exciting. Absolutely. Well, you wrote on the Steel Drivers project as well, Long Way Down.
Yes, sir.
That's great, one of my favorite songs. Of the, I played that one so often that my kids know it by heart, and we sing the harmonies on the way to school. So,
awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
So talk about writing with the Steel Drivers. And, you know, they're bluegrass, but to me, in many ways, they're not. I mean, they're kind of like a hybrid,
yeah,
thing going on there. So
yeah, they are definitely... I think more of the on the edge of the bluegrass scene.
Yeah,
they can take any song. They can take rock and roll songs, yeah, and have done that, you know, and turn them into bluegrass. They're adapt them to their style.
That's what I was thinking when I was listening to the album. Is that, gosh, this song could be a rock song.
Absolutely.
Just change out the fiddles for electric guitars and.
Yeah, they're definitely, yeah, not, you know, not your daddy's bluegrass.
Right.
But not that I don't like your daddy's bluegrass. I love that. My sure, daddy, you know, sure, I was sure, raised on that. But they are just hip and cool. And they have a lot of, they have a lot of young audience, you know, that,
yeah,
because of the type of music that they play, and they have really helped bluegrass grow, I think.
Right.
You know.
Sweet.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Outlaw State of Mind, and you just touched on this, but you were literally writing with Chris since he came to town.
Yes,
the
sir,
second person. Mm-hmm. How did you two get connected?
Mm-hmm. And you're talking about Chris Gantry, right?
Yes.
Okay.
No, Chris Stapleton. Sorry, Outlaw State of Mind. I thought we'd already established
just,
that.
Just
I know,
sure,
look, an outhouse.
All right, you got me there.
Anyways, how did you two get connected, and what clicked for you guys creatively?
Well, I was writing for EMI Music at the time that he came to town, and he signed with Seagale Music. And at that time, Seagale was a co-venture with EMI. So they had their offices right side by side. And all the writers' rooms were connected to the Seagale offices that EMI had. So I literally met him through that relationship of them having their offices there and all. And I knew that he was from East Kentucky. And I have a lot of relatives from East Kentucky. And knew that he loved and grew up around bluegrass and everything. So they thought it would be a natural fit for us to get together and start writing together. The very first song we ever wrote was a song called Midnight Tears that was recorded on the first Steel Drivers record when Chris was the lead singer for them.
Oh, wow.
And we just became really great buddies. I mean,
yeah,
he's so talented, plays, you know, one day he'll come in with the mandolin and write on the mandolin, next day he'll come in with the guitar, you know, he can play anything just about. And we wrote a song called The Best Thing I Had Going Is Gone that Brad Paisley recorded.
I love that song.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yeah, we wrote that. Matter of fact, he called me one day because we recorded that as a bluegrass song.
Really?
I mean, in a full bluegrass session,
mm-hmm,
nothing but acoustic instruments. And he called me. I'll never forget, I was working out at the YMCA in Hendersonville and got the call from Chris. He said, man, Brad Paisley just cut one of our songs. And he said, you're not going to guess which one. And I didn't guess which one. I thought it was one of our, you know, more traditional country kind of things.
Right.
But, man, that's one of the best cuts I've ever had because they started off real bluegrass. And when I first heard the for the first time, it's starting off, and I'm thinking, man, they really kept this bluegrass. And then
it
kicks in with
the,
oh, man, it's so great. I mean, it's one of my favorite cuts. But
yeah,
wrote that with him. We've had a lot of bluegrass cuts together. And he's just one of the greatest songwriters that ever lived and one of the greatest voices we'll probably ever hear.
So how often is the other times does that happen where somebody took one of your songs and did it in a way completely different to what you – thought of?
Never. I mean, never.
That was it.
That,
huh?
I've never had a cut that surprised me as much as that one did.
Okay.
In a great way.
Sweet.
You know,
well, that's great. So. I just always think it's interesting because you'd been in town for a while already.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When Chris got here and
you're trying to say I'm older.
No. I think
seasoned.
Yes. I like that.
Yeah. No, what I'm saying is it's always interesting to me who clicks and who doesn't. You know, you might have someone that you've known since you moved here that every time you try to write, it's a staring contest.
Yeah.
And then some kid comes in and you guys just, there's something that just happens.
That is true. And as you go down the road, your songwriting path there, you're going to get with people that you love as people. You love them as songwriters. You love what they've written. But for some reason, it just doesn't click.
Right.
And that does happen. It's disappointing when that happens, but then you get to be good friends anyway.
I
remember Harley Allen and I never wrote a song, and I love Harley Allen's song.
Right.
But part of our problem was we made each other laugh really hard. And anytime we were together, we laughed until we just couldn't do anything. It was crazy.
Huh.
So anyway, we really didn't try hard enough, I don't think, but because we were just too busy enjoying each other's company.
Having fun. Yeah, that's all right.
Maybe
that's
lay off the nitrous oxide before, you know, before writing. So how does writing change for you when you're writing for your own projects? I mean, how do the rules change for you when you know it's for you versus somebody else?
To be honest with you, they don't really change. Mm-hmm. Other than I know exactly what I need on a project or what I'm missing tempo wise, that sort of thing. Because every project I've recorded so far as a solo project, with the exception of my very first solo project, are songs that I always include songs that other folks have recorded of mine that they've either had a hit with in bluegrass or gospel or country or whatever. And I hope that I go into every single writing situation, and I do. I have this cap on where I think, okay, I want this to be good enough to where I would want to record it.
Okay.
That's kind of my litmus test, you know? And if the song, regardless of what genre it is or what, you know, what style it is,
right.
I want that song to be, if I was singing in that, if it's a bluesy song, let's say,
sure.
I would want it to be the best bluesy song that if I was an artist in the blues genre, I would want to record it so bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't always accomplish that, you know, but that's the goal every time, you know?
Sure. Hmm. That's a cool frame of mind. Yeah.
But I don't really, unless it's something that I'm missing. I know on this brand new project, the Gospel for My Grassroots project, the single that's out right now, I co-wrote with Max T. Barnes, and he was over at the house one day. And I mean, I was down to like ready to cut the record, and I still needed one up-tempo song. And I said, man, I don't know if you want to write any gospel songs, but I really need an up-tempo. I wanted a call and response kind of thing. And he said, well, I've got this idea. And man, we wrote it and arranged it all right there that day. It was just kind of
fun. And which one was it?
It's called The Cross on the Right. We're going to sing it for you live here in a little bit.
Oh,
we got a little sneak peek of that before the show, right?
Yes, you sure did.
Okay.
You
sure did. All right.
Yeah, you're going to like that. That's cool.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Thanks. Well, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back. This segment was brought to you by our friends over at Toyota of Cool Springs.
That is true. Scott and I are both Toyota drivers, and we just love that dealership. We have for years now. They just do such a great job of making it a comfortable experience going there, whether it's to buy a car or get your car serviced. Unlimited time and miles warranty on their cars, whether it's new or used, which I still can't wrap my brain around. That's amazing. And they just make it a very comfortable, you like going there, which you can't really say about a lot of other car dealerships.
I agree. Check out George, the owner. Go say hi to him. He'll take good care of you. Find him online at toyotaofcoolsprings.com. And they just opened up a whole nother dealership, right?
A Jeep dealership.
Jeep, Chrysler,
Dodge, Ram, and a whole bunch of other ones there. I can't remember right now. But we are going to be back with the great Jerry Sally here in just a few minutes on the Music Row Show. So you come on back.
If you try, you're sure to fail. But not too high to cross with Jesus' help. That's how high that mountain is. That's how high.
All right, welcome back to the Music Row Show. That's Jerry Sally on his brand new project, How High Is That Mountain? Could you have held that note any longer? I mean, that was, how long was that?
That's your Bill Monroe length right there.
That was awesome. You know,
that's your Mill Skinner Blues length right there.
I love that.
Thank you.
I'd be going halfway through that.
Now, the new CD is called Gospel from My Grassroots.
That's right.
And it is available how?
Well, it's available at jerrysally.com. That's JerrySallely.com.
That's also C-O-M.
That's right. And
you know, every time you laugh at one of his jokes, an angel loses his wings. So stop that.
There's a lot of angels up there falling.
Falling
on the face.
That is funny. Hey, but it's also available on iTunes for those who would rather just download it. But if you want to see the beautiful artwork, my 5-year-old granddaughter, Avery, and they live in Memphis. Hopefully they're listening here tonight. But it's got Avery's picture on the front, and I'm as excited about the cover as I am what's on the inside. But
awesome.
But anyway, jerrysally.com, and there's a merchandise page there they can go to and order all my stuff.
Oh, that's great. Well, you were talking before the break about when people were writing for, you know, when you were trying to figure out what else you needed on your projects. Mm-hmm. What's your mindset going into a co-write with an artist? Since you have been on both sides of the fence, are there some questions that you can ask? Like, and I think you might have just touched on it. What do you need? What holes are still on the, you know, is it, as a writer, is that something that it's okay to ask those kind of questions when you're in a session?
I certainly do. You know, when you get a chance to write with an artist, the whole purpose of writing with the artist is to try to get on their record.
For
you
sure.
know, now I've written with a couple artists that, they wait till their record's done, and then they call and want to write. And it's like, well, I wish we could have done that before you went in the studio, because it'll be another 2 years before you go back in. But, no, it depends on who you're writing with and what kind of relationship you have with them. If it's a close friend, obviously, I'm going to say, what do you need? What can we do to finish the album out or get on the record?
Yeah.
If it's someone I don't know so well or the first time I've met them, I will ask that question, but in a little bit different way. You know, just say, well, do you have any particular thing you want to talk about or say, or anything that's lacking, you know, that you're looking for this new record, you know? But obviously, when you're writing with when you're writing with artists, that doesn't happen every day as much as I want it to anyway. So every time I get that opportunity, I want to make the most of it. And you know, and that's not to say there's been songs that I've written with artists that they didn't cut that other people have recorded. Mm-hmm. And that's okay too. The ultimate goal is to write a song so good that somebody's going to record it, you know?
Right.
Now, that can also come back to bite you though. If you write a great song with an artist and they don't record it, and you try to pitch that song, let's say you write it with a female artist and they don't record it, and then you're pitching the song to other female artists, and the first thing they say is, well, if it wasn't good enough for them to record, why would I want to record it?
All right.
You see what I mean? Because they've got their name on it. So that's kind of a, and that, and that, it's disappointing, you know, especially when
that's
you give them a great hook, you know, and you write a great song.
Can you just temporarily take their name off or change their name to their maiden name or something like that?
Schmerry Schmunderwood.
I thought about changing my name a few times.
You know, because, you know, a lot of female artists might be married, and it's their married name is different from their stage name,
that's
you know.
That's true. I hadn't thought of, well, that's a great idea.
All right. Well, you know, idea is a third, right?
That's right. Well, why don't we get you to grab your guitar? We'd love to hear a song from you.
All right.
And while he's grabbing that, Dustin, what's your last name?
Benson.
Dustin Benson.
Dustin Benson. All right.
And Beth Lawrence are here to make some noise with Jerry. I think you guys are in for a treat. I'm excited about this.
I'm excited to have these guys here with me. I love both these people. They're not only extremely talented people, but they're some of my favorite people in the world, and great pickers and singers, and we're going to do our best for you. We'll do the new single. Now, on the record, Carl Jackson and Larry Cordell are singing on this with me, and Bradley Walker, who's a great artist from Athens, Alabama, is doing the bass on this. So we don't have a bass tonight, but we're going to do our best, and a little song called Cross on the Right. An old rugged bloodstain crossed it on that hill.
Jesus died, the prophecy fulfilled. Two guilty men hung there on either side. One on the left, one on the right. Oh, there were two other crosses on Calvary that day. One took his sin all the way to the grave. The other asked forgiveness. He's the one the Savior saved. And Jesus walked him into paradise. Lord, won't you save me like you did the man who died on the cross, on the cross, on the right. I'm undeserving of his grace.
He freely gave.
Yet he freely gave his life there in my place. I'm full of sin like the men on either side. One on the left, one on the right. Oh, there were two other crosses on Calvary that day. One took his sin all the way to the grave. The other asked forgiveness. He's the one the Savior saved. And Jesus walked him into paradise. Lord, won't you save me like you did the man who died on the cross, on the cross, on the right. Lord, take me in your loving arms when I draw my last breath. Though I deserve the fate of the man there on the left. Oh, there were two other crosses on Calvary that day. One took his sin all the way to the grave. The other asked forgiveness. He's the one the Savior saved. And Jesus walked him into paradise. Lord, won't you save me like you did the man who died on the cross, on the cross, on the right. Have mercy on me like the man who
All right.
Wow.
Little church here on Sunday night.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
So, Gospel from My Grassroots, a new CD title. When did the project take shape, and what was the mindset going into the song choice and production for you on this one?
Well, the it's been in production for a long time in my head. I've been wanting to do an all-gospel album for years. Matter of fact, I wish I could have done it before my father passed away a few years ago. I know he would have really enjoyed it. But all my life, I've had a lot of recordings in the gospel music industry.
Sure.
And had a lot of hits in that genre. And there are a few that are my favorites. And I've always wanted to do a bluegrass version, an all-bluegrass gospel record. And so I've been collecting the songs, I guess, in my head for all these years.
You know?
And matter of fact, one of the really cool special moments on the album for me, it's probably the least bluegrass song on there, but Stephen Curtis Chapman and I co-wrote His Strength is Perfect years ago.
Yeah.
And it's actually in the Baptist hymnal now and a couple other hymnals. But Stephen was kind enough to sing on the song with me on the record. So he's making a guest appearance on the album. And Dale Ann Bradley is another artist that's singing with me on Send the Angels Down. She actually had a big hit in bluegrass with that a few years ago, that song.
Okay.
So I invited her to come, and she sang. And then, of course, Carl and Larry and Bradley and Val Story, who's a great singer here in Nashville, one of the best. They were all kind enough to come in and sing on this record with me. So,
nice.
But, you know, you got your mixture of ballads and your up-tempos, you know, and I just tried to pick... I do a lot of concerts, and I do a lot of stuff just me and a guitar, and I tried to find the songs that I sang out a lot that people had asked for, you know, asked come up to the table and said, hey, you got that on CD?
Right.
No, I don't. So I tried to put a bunch of songs on this CD that were some of the favorites that people seem to like over the years when I'm out playing, so that I finally have these songs available to buy.
Excellent.
So,
well, I'm guessing you probably had more than enough material. Probably had to like hone it down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I could do another album here pretty quick if I wanted to do another all gospel.
Yeah.
But yes, I've been blessed more than I deserve, and
Good. So where can folks come see you? I'm assuming you're gonna go out on tour. Where?
Yeah, I tell you, if people would go to my website, jerrysally.com, my schedule's on there all the time. My beautiful wife, Erin, keeps it updated for me and keeps all the good news rolling on there. We're actually flying out this weekend to Tampa, Florida, and then driving down to Englewood, Florida.
Okay.
I'll be performing at both services on Sunday morning. Was that the 28th, I guess? Sunday the 28th at the Fellowship Church there in Englewood, Florida.
Okay.
The next weekend, I'm going to be with Bradley Walker and Val Story on March the 5th at Duggar Mountain Music Hall. The next weekend, March the 12th, me and Bobby Tomberlin, another great songwriter, and Daryl Worley are going to be doing a show over in Pigeon Forge area.
Okay.
On March the 12th. And I can't remember my schedule beyond that, but if they
I'm amazed you remember that. No, that's awesome. Actually. Yeah.
Well, and we just heard from not personally, but on social media, we just heard from Daryl
awesome.
That he's okay because
yes,
he was up
okay.
in Fiji,
yeah.
and they had that Category 5. Cyclone.
I literally got a text from him earlier when Beth and Dustin came over, just telling me he was safe and thanks for the prayers. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'd been trying to get a hold of him on a whole different matter the last few days, and I didn't know he was out of the country. Until I saw it on Facebook this morning, and I thought, well, no wonder he hadn't answered me. He's trying to stay alive. So he's obviously had his hands full over there, and I just want to everybody keep those folks in your prayers. It's a pretty devastating situation over there.
Yeah.
Well, between that and Bobby trying to headplant glaciers,
that.
you might want to just be extra careful the next couple of weeks.
Right.
You know,
I'm going to Florida and kind of just where
there
it's
you
a little
go.
Warmer.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. When is hurricane season?
Well, that's
starting,
true. Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Well, as an independent artist out there doing and with the gospel, I'm just curious. How are you? How do you go about booking that part of your world? Is it more festivals? Is it churches? Is summertime? Are there gospel festivals around that you start playing at, or how does that work?
Well, there are gospel festivals. To be honest with you, I'm just kind of delving into that world a little bit more. Mainly, I've been doing churches and then also some banquets and some corporate events, you know, for some from gospel mm-hmm. or religious organizations, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. But and I'm continuing to do my songwriter shows and my
sure.
bluegrass stuff all the time. But this record has given me because it is all bluegrass gospel, I've got an opportunity to not just do bluegrass events, but I'm also able to step out and do, I mean, I could do 2 hours of gospel hits, you know,
you gotta come up with a name for that.
Well,
Graspel, you know, or something.
Yeah, that's good. That's pretty good. of course, a lot of times we just call the event, you know, Jerry Sally, the story behind the songs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And because I love to tell the stories behind each one of these songs, how they came about and what they mean to me. And a lot of them become more meaningful to you later than the day you wrote them, you know. But anyway, if they want anyone, you know, me and Beth and Dustin, you know, we have passports. We're ready to travel.
And anybody that
would want to book us for their house concert, even like
there
I
you
Scott,
go.
We do a lot of house concerts.
Yeah,
we will play anywhere folks want to have us.
Sweet.
And we're even where they don't want to have us. That's right.
Yeah, that's been our experience, really. All right. Well, listen, we need to take a quick break, but we're going to come back.
The segment's going to be brought to you by Dogwood Cabin Rental.
That is true.
You know, I love Gatlinburg. You love Gatlinburg. You're there all the time.
Yes, sir.
The music, the moonshine. But now, have you spent time in Townsend?
I have spent some time in Townsend. I never spent the night there, but I spent a lot of time.
Townsend's kind of like the quiet side of the Smokies. It's I love it.
It's
dogwoodcabins.com. Book your cabin. Go have a little romance or just some quiet. You know, it's fun to go do your shopping, do your stuff at
and then
Gatlinburg,
get away from the crowd.
And then go get away and not have elbow to elbow.
That's true.
People in, you know, sleeveless shirts.
Yo, listen.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not that there's anything
there's
wrong,
nothing
with,
wrong
that.
With that.
Yeah. And listen, go visit dogwoodcabins.com. That's dogwoodcabins.com. We're going to be back with a whole lot more of Jerry Sally here in just a few minutes on the Music Row Show.
Thank you. old LGO.
All right, welcome back to the Music Row Show. That, of course, is Chris Stapleton doing a song called Outlaw State of Mind, co-written by our guest this hour, Jerry Sally.
Thank you. Yeah, Ronnie Bowman's on that with us, too. I want to make sure I mention Ronnie.
Yep, that's a great, I love that album. That's a great song, too.
When we were backstage at the Ryman Friday night before the show, Universal was presenting, when we walked in, Universal was presenting Chris with his platinum album.
Oh, great. Nice.
Pretty exciting.
That is awesome. Well, you know what else would be awesome is if you'd play us another song. You feel like
I'll be glad
doing
to.
One?
And I want to mention, too, that my baby girl, Maggie, who has an angel's voice, is singing on several of these songs, too, on my new CD. So I want to make sure that I mention that. But I'm going to do a little song here. This song's not necessarily, you're talking about songs as I was trying to get things together.
Right.
This song... just real quickly, it was about 7 years old when it was finally recorded, and recorded three times that year. Once by Gina Jeffries, who's a huge artist in Australia. Mm-hmm. She had a hit with it over there. And then Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, great bluegrass band out here, and the Oak Ridge Boys.
Wow.
So I wrote this with my good buddy Aaron Wilburn, and a song about something I hope none of you ever have to go through. Lately, Grace hasn't been herself, and he's noticed the change. Like forgetting friends they have known for years, and misplacing all her things. He'd make a joke, and they'd both laugh, and blame it on old age. But it's not funny anymore. She can't remember his name. But he believes way down deep she still knows who he is. 40 years of memories just can't disappear like this. The doctors say it's hopeless. Her past has been erased. But he'll spend the rest of his life saving Grace. Raised 5 kids on a farmer's pay. Vietnam took a son. But watching Grace live like this is the hardest thing he's done. He sits there by her bed sometimes while she's fast asleep. Tells her all about herself, strokes her hair and weeps. And he believes way down deep she still knows who he is. 40 years of memories just can't disappear like this. The doctors say it's hopeless. Her past has been erased. But he'll spend the rest of his life saving Grace. The woman that he's loved for years is trapped somewhere in the pain. Tonight he swears she smiled at him and almost spoke his name. He believes way down deep she still knows who he is. 40 years of memories just can't disappear like this.
The doctors say it's hopeless. Her past has been erased. But he'll spend the rest of his life saving grace. Lately, Grace hasn't been herself.
Thank you.
Wow.
All right.
Man, oh, man. We're just going to have to take a break right there. That was just awesome. We're going to be back with a whole lot more of Jerry Sally here in just a few minutes on the Music Bro Show. Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Music Row Show. That's Send the Angels Down, Jerry Sally, off his brand new project, Gospel for My Grassroots. And you mentioned your daughter, Maggie. You mentioned your granddaughter. I'm surprised and shocked that you have not mentioned your wife.
Well,
he does finger snaps on track 7.
That's true.
And you did not bring her up.
It's a good thing you did bring that up, because
holy
I would have
cow.
Been in big trouble.
I bet you that's the best finger snapping ever.
It is the absolute greatest finger snapping ever. And if you
there
had
you
seen,
go.
If you had seen the intensity on her face when she was staring at that microphone trying to stare
snapping
right
away.
Over, that is great. But she is glad. If you order the CD, just wanted you to know that she is more than happy to autograph it.
She'll autograph.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. In a very
with a fingerprint.
Way.
Yeah, track 7.
A fingerprint. Again, the website.
JerrySally.com. JerrySally.com.
And the new CD, of course, is Gospel for My Grassroots.
Well, yeah. Yes, you know, for newer writers, writing up is very important, you know, to try to get better. How does that change with someone like you? I mean, you're already up. So how does that, you know, how do you try to improve along the way at this stage in your career?
Well, I think it's important to write with people who are better than you are. Mm-hmm. And that's what I strive to do. Because they bring out the best in me, I think, you know. Not that we're in any kind of a, you know, battle of lines or anything like that. But they just seem to bring out the best. And I do enjoy writing with the younger writers that come to town too. I write with a lot of new artists that just get here and mm-hmm. folks that just find their first publishing deal and that sort of thing. But I don't know. I just that's a great question. I just try to write the best song I can that day. And a lot of times I can't think of the line right then or the word that I'm, you know what I mean? But I know when it's not right, if that makes
right.
any sense,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm not big, you know, I'm slow. It takes me about 2 hours to watch 60 Minutes. So I'm not concerned. Bill Gaither and I, the first time we ever wrote, we had breakfast before. He said, let's go to breakfast first. And I thought, okay. I was a nervous wreck because, I mean, this is Bill Gaither, right? And
right.
I always wanted to write with him. And I could tell from his questions he was kind of sizing me up at breakfast before he decided whether he really wanted to take me over to his place and write. But I was sincere with him. You know, I said I didn't want his expectations to be too high. You know, I said I'm a little slow. I'm not the fastest writer ever. You know, sometimes it'll come down to you like that, but not sure. every time. And I said, you know, I don't need to write another song. I've got over 1,000 songs, you know, and what I need to do is write another great song.
Yeah.
And that's just how I go into every writing appointment. I know that sounds maybe not true, but it is, you know, that's
yeah.
I don't always accomplish that, but
right.
that's the goal, you know.
But you should be striving for that. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and I was wondering if you were a fast writer or a slow writer. Are you a heavy rewriter?
Yeah, I guess you could say I am. I mean, if I know that it's there, I will leave it alone. But sometimes I drive my co-writers crazy because we'll be in the studio, even the demo session, ready to demo it, and I might say, "Would this line maybe be better? You know, maybe we should look yeah. at this one more time." But you know, one of my mentors when I first came to town told me that great songs weren't written, they were rewritten. And I don't know that I believe that 100% of the time, you know, but I do think that there are certain songs that you certainly should go back and look at and, you know, take a second look at. I'm not opposed to that at all.
Very, very cool.
All right. Well, thank you again for hanging out with us,
man,
again. I mean, you are awesome.
I love you guys. You know that. We have a great time, like I said, no matter where we are. And don't bring that up again.
Yeah.
But I do appreciate you guys so much. And thanks for letting us, me and Dustin and Beth, come out.
Oh,
and
that was great.
Absolutely.
It sounded fantastic.
We've had so much fun in helping us promote this new album.
JerrySally.com. That's the website. Go check it out. Go get this album, Gospel for My Grassroots. It's a really, really, really great album. And stick around. We've got another great hour of the show coming up. We've got Hall of Fame hit songwriter Even Stevens going to be joining us in just a few minutes on the Music Row Show. So come on back.